This is KRCC and CPR News. Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Denver's November ballot includes a high-profile fight over sales of flavored tobacco. It pits a coalition of health and anti-tobacco groups against businesses that sell tobacco. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Referendum 310 asked voters whether the city should retain or repeal a ban on flavored tobacco. It was approved by city council, but challenged by opponents who gathered enough signatures to put it on the ballot. Voters we spoke with are split.
Especially for kids, there's no need for it to be around.
I kind of lean on the side where it's like, it's your personal choice.
That was Denver residents Whitney Forsyth and Grayson Weber. Ballots must be dropped off by 7 p.m. Tuesday. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You're going to learn about avalanche safety in a new online program. CPR's Tony Gorman reports it's offered for free by the American Institute for Avalanche Research and Education.
The Colorado nonprofit's Avalanche Aware program includes two interactive courses. One covers winter activities like hiking, skiing, and snowboarding. The other focuses on snowmobiling. The Institute's education director, Emma Walker, says the program is designed for anyone heading into the mountains.
We wanted to make sure that folks saw something that was familiar to them, that would engage them and help them kind of understand and apply what they were learning to where they were actually going to be traveling in the landscape.
Colorado reported its first skier-triggered slide of the season that occurred near Treasury Mountain. No injuries were reported. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is KRCC and CPR News.